Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It is D-Day. It is the anniversary of D-Day. And I'm telling you, if you've not read the book, D-Day by Stephen Ambrose, you better, you should. And I want to thank my buddy Santo for giving it to me last year, as a matter of fact. I think it was last year. I don't remember. Time just kind of rolls and rolls and rolls. All I know is that it wasn't a very good day for the Germans. That's for sure. It was not a very good day for the Germans. Welcome to the show, our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. That might be my favorite line from all of D-Day ever. It's just the president looking over at the German chancellor and being like, that was not a good day for you guys. Not a very good day. I'm just saying. Not a good day. Honestly, truly, might be my favorite clip. I know we played it yesterday with Opelka, but you want to hear it? All right, why not?
I'm here, Mr. President, to talk with you later on how we could contribute to that goal. And we all are looking for measures and for instruments to bring this terrible war to an end. And may I remind you that we are having June 6th tomorrow. This is D-Day anniversary, when the Americans once ended a war in Europe. And I think this is in your hand in specific, in ours.
That was not a pleasant day for you?
No, that was not a pleasant
day.
Well,
not a great
in the long run, Mr. President, this was the liberation of my country from Nazi dictatorship.
That's true.
And we know what we owe you. But this is the reason why I'm saying that America is, again, in a very strong position to do something on this war and ending this war. So let's talk about what we can do jointly, and we are ready to do what we can. And you know that we gave support to Ukraine and that we are looking for more pressure on Russia. The European Union did, and we should talk about that.
We will talk about it.
It was not a good day for you. Not a particularly good day. Just saying. It was a remarkable day, Operation Overlord, and talk about the odds being stacked against us. Oh, my God. I mean, absolutely just completely stacked against us. We're going to get to a bunch of things this hour. I would be remiss, though, if I didn't share this story with you. These D-Day veterans who gathered in Normandy, to mark the 81st anniversary of the D-Day landings. Along the coastline near the D-Day landing beaches, tens of thousands of onlookers attended the commemorations. Parachute jumps, flyovers, remembrance ceremonies, parades, historical reenactments. Joe Biden was not there to shake hands with an invisible paratrooper. That did not happen. And, of course, we know that the veterans who are left, and there's a dwindling number of them, late 90s and older, Like, for example, Harold Terrence, a 101-year-old U.S. veteran who last year married his 96-year-old sweetheart, was back in Normandy. He said, "Freedom is everything. I pray for freedom for the whole world, for the war to end in Ukraine and Russia and Sudan and Gaza. I think war is disgusting, absolutely disgusting." He enlisted in 1942, shipped to Great Britain the following year, attached to a four-pilot P-47 Thunderbolt fighting squadron as their radio repair technician. On D-Day, he helped repair planes returning from France so they could rejoin the battle. And we had Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was there today commemorating the battle. I have some audio of that for you. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VanariaDental.com. And before I play that, I really love this passage from the prologue of D-Day by Stephen Ambrose. He says this. Because he talks about the entire amazing operation of the years that were involved in Operation Overlord. Operation Overlord, the invasion of German-occupied France in June 1944, was staggering in its scope. In one night and day, 175,000 fighting men and their equipment, including 50,000 vehicles of all types, ranging from motorcycles to tanks and armored bulldozers, were transported. Including 50,000 vehicles of all types, ranging from motorcycles to tanks and armored bulldozers, were transported across 60 to 100 miles of open water, landed on a hostile shore against immense opposition. They were either carried by or supported by 5,333 ships and craft of all types and almost 11,000 airplanes. They came from southwestern England, southern England, the east coast of England. It was as if the cities of Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha, Wisconsin were picked up and moved. Every man, woman, and child, every automobile and truck to the east side of Lake Michigan in one night. The effort behind this unique movement, which British Prime Minister Winston Churchill rightly called the most difficult and complicated operation ever to take place, stretched back 2 years in time and involved the efforts of literally millions of people. The production figures from the United States in landing craft, ships of war, airplanes of all types, weapons, medicine, and so much more were fantastic. The figures in the United Kingdom and Canada were roughly similar. But, and this is what I think is a really key part that really truly stands out for me here on this June 6th. But for all that American industrial brawn and organizational ability could do, for all that the British and Canadians and other allies could contribute, for all the plans and preparations, for all the brilliance of the deception scheme, for all the inspired leadership, in the end, success or failure in Operation Overlord came down to a relatively small number of junior officers, non-coms and privates or seamen in the American, British, and Canadian armies, navies, air forces, and coast guards. This gives me chills right here. If the paratroopers and glider-borne troops cowered behind hedge horns or hid out in the barns rather than actively seek out the enemy, if the coxswains did not drive their landing craft ashore, but instead, out of fear of enemy fire, drop their ramps in too deep water, if the men at the beaches dug in behind the seawall, if the non-coms and junior officers failed to lead their men up and over the seawall to move inland in the face of enemy fire, why then the most thoroughly planned offensive in military history, an offensive supported by incredible amounts of naval firepower, bombs, and rockets, would fail? It all came down to a bunch of 18 to 28-year-olds. They were magnificently trained and equipped and supported, but only a few of them had ever been in combat. Only a few had ever killed or seen a buddy killed. Most were like, and he names a couple of other guys who were part of the operation, who never even heard a shot fired in their lives. They were citizen soldiers, not professionals. It was an open question toward the end of spring 1944 as to whether a democracy could produce young soldiers capable of fighting effectively against the best that Nazi Germany could produce. Hitler was certain the answer was no. Nothing that he had learned of the British Army's performance in France in 1940, or again in North Africa and the Mediterranean in 1942 to 44, or what he had learned of the American Army in North Africa and the Mediterranean in 1942 and 44, caused him to doubt that on anything approaching equality in numbers, the Nazis would prevail. Totalitarian fanaticism and discipline would always conquer democratic liberalism and softness, of that Hitler was sure. But he writes, if Hitler had seen people like Den Brotheridge and Bob Mathias in action at the beginning of D-Day, he might have had second thoughts. It is Brotheridge and Mathias and their buddies, the young men born into the false prosperity of the 1920s and brought up in the bitter realities of the Depression of the 1930s, that this book is about. The literature they read as youngsters was anti-war, cynical, portraying patriots as suckers, slackers, as heroes. None of them wanted to be part of another war. They wanted to be throwing baseballs, not hand grenades, shooting 22s at rabbits, not M1s at other young men. But when the test came, when freedom had to be fought for or abandoned, they fought. They were soldiers of democracy. They were the men of D-Day, and to them we owe our freedom. Unbelievable, right? I mean, just absolutely chills. That part of the book is just fantastic. I mean, amazing. In Normandy, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had a lot to say regarding
the assault began quietly before dawn on June the 6th with radio silence as paratroopers and gliders landed in the early hours. These men flung themselves into the abyss of night lit only by the fire of German tracers. Later that morning, the greatest amphibious assault in the history of mankind began in full force. Our men pushed through the waves and flung themselves upon the sand. The courage it took to do this is unfathomable. The first groups were decimated. Thousands of young men lost their lives, cut down by the barrage of machine guns and mortars. But they never let up.
No, they didn't. And as Ambrose points out in D-Day, had it not been for their courage, the operation would have never worked. And this is what we mean about these alpha males, right? These guys who they were told that what they were doing, I mean, they had read books where people said people like you are suckers.
This but day.
When it came down to it, they went and paid the ultimate price of freedom. Go ahead.
June the 6th is the price of freedom. We remember the losses. We celebrate the victories. We rededicate ourselves to the fight for liberty, security, and peace. And again, we should ask ourselves, could I do what they did? Could you? Could we? Could our kids? Do we produce such men? How do we produce such Americans? Our civilization today and going forward must answer those questions.
It's an important point he raises, which is, are we raising the kind of strong men who will be able to fight and defend our freedom? Or are we raising a bunch of soft people? Now, what gives me hope is that we've talked a lot lately about how young men in this day we're living in now want to be those alphas. You know, they want to be the ones who are out there succeeding, and they want to be the ones who are out there being courageous and brave. And the feminization of men is over, thankfully, at least for now. But how close Adolf Hitler came to winning came down to human beings. It did. It came down to human beings. Not tanks, not planes, not boats, but the people behind the boats and the planes and the tanks. That's what it came down to. These young men, boys, 16 years old, 18 years old, early 20s, storming the beaches, watching as their friends are getting slaughtered, and they kept going and kept going. They believed in the cause. They believed in what they were doing.
81 years ago, Hitler thought his Atlantic wall was impenetrable. Many agreed. He clearly had not met enough Americans. A more daring assault had never been planned. The task was daunting, a frontal assault across the channel on beaches and cliffs strewn with obstacles and defended by heavily fortified bunkers. Our only advantage was that the enemy underestimated the strength of the Allied war cause. The invasion would include brave troops from the U.S., Great Britain, Canada, France, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Belgium, Norway, Poland, Greece, and Holland. On the ground, the French resistance covertly aided the effort. And as the troops loaded into their ships, planes, and landing craft, they received copies of an order from General Eisenhower, reminding them of the stakes of their mission. And I have a copy right here. He wrote, "You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one." He ends by writing, "And let us all beseech the blessings of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking." Now, that's a mission statement if I've ever heard one.
We actually have the audio of General Eisenhower from D-Day, and I think it's worth playing. I every year I play it on D-Day. Also, some of Ronald
Reagan,
too.
Sailors and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
I'll tell you, if you have not been to the World War II Museum in New Orleans, please make a point of going. They have an entire section devoted to D-Day, and I probably spent more time in that part of the museum than probably any other point of the museum. I'm just still so overwhelmed at the courage, the heroism, the bravery, the planning, the skill, the absolute turning point of the war. I mean, had it not worked, who knows what would have happened? I mean, would we have wound up dropping an atomic bomb on Germany? I don't know. President Ronald Reagan gave an incredible tribute. This is one of my favorite speeches.
On a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. The air is soft, but 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs. Their mission was one of the most difficult and daring of the invasion: to climb these sheer and desolate cliffs and take out the enemy guns. The Allies had been told that some of the mightiest of these guns were here, and they would be trained on the beaches to stop the Allied advance. The Rangers looked up and saw the enemy soldiers at the edge of the cliffs shooting down at them with machine guns and throwing grenades. And the American Rangers began to climb. They shot rope ladders over the face of these cliffs and began to pull themselves up. When one Ranger fell, another would take his place. When one rope was cut, a Ranger would grab another and begin his climb again. They climbed, shot back, and held their footing. Soon, one by one, the Rangers pulled themselves over the top, and in seizing the firm land at the top of these cliffs, they began to seize back the continent of Europe. 225 came here. After 2 days of fighting, only 90 could still bear arms. And behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the Ranger daggers that were thrust into the top of these cliffs. And before me are the men who put them there. These are the boys of Puente Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. These are the champions who helped free a continent. And these are the heroes who helped end a war. Gentlemen, I look at you and I think of the words of Stephen Spender's poem. You were men who in your, quote, lives fought for life and left the vivid air signed with your honor.
Gives you chills, doesn't it? They were boys. That's the thing. They were boys, but they were men. As we continue along here on the show today, I just want to remind you, I'll be on Laura Ingraham's show tonight around 7:50-ish, I think. So please join for that. And tomorrow night, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. It's not lost on me what I get to do behind this microphone and in television. The freedom that I have, freedom that we have, is because of the bravery of men and boys like this who stormed those beaches on June 6, 1944. It is not lost on me at all. And, you know, Patrick and I had a great talk about it this morning because I had to take him and Reagan had their annual well visit today with the doctor. And they're both doing great, by the way. Both of them are healthy. Bridget took Claire last week, but I had to take them this morning. And they're both in great shape. Thank God. I'm very blessed to have three healthy kids. But you know, on my watch today, too, we got good reports. But anyway, I had a long chat with them about D-Day and how important it was. And he gets it. My son loves history, so I'm very blessed about that fact, too. He gets it. But we can't forget, and we can never, ever lose sight of the individual bravery that it took on D-Day in order to win. Because all of Operation Overlord and all of those tanks and boats and planes and ships and everything else that Stephen Ambrose wrote, he wrote, he's right. He's right. Without those brave young men, we would not have won. That's the bottom line. President Reagan again.
We're here to mark that day in history when the Allied armies joined in battle to reclaim this continent to liberty. For four long years, much of Europe had been under a terrible shadow. Free nations had fallen. Jews cried out in the camps. Millions cried out for liberation. Europe was enslaved and the world prayed for its rescue. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. Here, the Allies stood and fought against tyranny in a giant undertaking unparalleled in human history. We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. The air is soft, but 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs. Their mission was one of the most difficult and daring of the invasion, to climb these sheer and desolate cliffs and take out the enemy guns.
When General Eisenhower went out and spoke in 1964, on D-Day, 20 years later, he was interviewed in Omaha Beach by Walter Cronkite. Looking out at the channel, Eisenhower said, you see these people out here swimming and sailing their little pleasure boats and taking advantage of the nice weather and the lovely beach? Walter, and it is almost unreal to look at it today and remember what it was. But it's a wonderful thing to remember what those fellows 20 years ago were fighting for and sacrificing for, what they did to preserve our way of life, not to conquer any territory, not for any ambitions of our own, but to make sure that Hitler could not destroy freedom in the world. I think it's just overwhelming to think of the lives that were given for that principle, paying a terrible price on this beach alone. On that one day, 2,000 casualties, but they did it so that the world could be free. It just shows what free men will do rather than be slaves. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As we continue along the show here today, something really special happened earlier. We talked about this with our friend, Dr. Victoria Coates. And I'll tell you, I got choked up and I'm getting choked up again. I truly believe on this D-Day, it's just so incredibly important to think about what the stakes were. And these were, as Dr. Coates described her grandfather, these were quiet heroes. They didn't want to be heroes. You know, if you missed the interview earlier, go back and listen to it on podcast, but or hit the rewind on the Odyssey rewind button. By the way, I'm relaunching the Rich Zioli podcast. It's going to be a week in review, which I'm going to do starting this weekend. And I'm doing that because I want to make sure that I'm prepared for the future And I keep hearing all about this podcast thing people are doing these days. But no, it's I'm excited to relaunch it this weekend, and it'll be available on Monday, I think is the plan. So, but I just, you know, I feel blessed. I really do. I feel blessed. I mean, even just, I never had to face what any soldier or any Gold Star family has ever had to face. I've never had to face that. And I don't for a second take it for granted. D-Day in particular for me stands out because the stakes were so incredibly real. And this wasn't a case of one side winning or not. I mean, this was a case of a tyrannical, sinister, and very, very smart man. But not that smart, because extending his forces into the Soviet Union would ultimately help the Allies defeat him. But Hitler was, in my mind, the ultimate form of evil. And we defeated that tyranny. And had the Allies not won, had the Axis succeeded, what the world would be like today, who knows? If we had had to drop an atomic bomb on Germany versus Japan, who knows? But what I think sometimes gets lost in all of this, because the Operation Overlord was just such a massive operation, what gets lost, and this is why I appreciate Stephen Ambrose's book, is just the individual men who were hoping to get home, you know? So Chip Roy, who's a great guy, I think an absolute true fighter for freedom and the Constitution, stood up on the floor today and read this letter from the grandfather of our dear friend. And I mean this. There are people come on the show, and there are Dr. Victoria Coates is, in my opinion, one of the most thoughtful, kindest, authentic, and brilliant people I have ever had the honor to know in any capacity, in radio or politics or any capacity. I'm blessed that she's my friend. I really am. I'm blessed. We are blessed that she comes on this program. President Trump was blessed to have her as his deputy national security advisor. And would we be talking today to our friend Dr. Victoria Coates had men like her grandfather not stormed the beaches of Normandy? I don't know. I doubt it. I really do. I doubt it. That's how significant I think D-Day is in the sense of freedom and liberty. I really, really do. Man, these allergies, they are brutal. Let's listen to Chip Roy again.
I've got a letter that a dear friend of mine named Victoria Coates, who served in the Trump administration in the first administration, from her grandfather, Howard. I want to read the letter real quickly. Jane, darling, yep, honey, it's true. Your boyfriend is in it now. I can't tell you how long I've been here or where I am. That will have to come later when I get home. It's the most serious thing I've been in during all of my life. I'm well, though, darling, and still all in one piece. As you said in the last letter I got from you, the one you wrote on Invasion Day, I'm well trained and will take care of myself. Of course, the men come first in our mission, but I'm not taking any chances personally except those in the line of duty. Most all of our officers and men are reacting fine to these new conditions. I have my own platoon and my own headquarters out in the field. Fact is, I'm sitting in my CP now writing this letter. I have Charlie Mugford here as my executive officer, and he's very capable in the field. My staff sergeant is a boy by name of Verbach from Pittsburgh. He's Polish and a darn good man. The Germans killed his grandparents in their invasion into Poland. So you can well imagine his reaction to all of this. The morale of the men is good, and that makes the job easier. Golly, I like my little field setup. I have good radio equipment, also a nice switchboard. Then I have a Jeep and weapons carrier for my CP, plus my CP personnel. We get a special dehydrated ration that requires only the adding of a little water. I haven't received the picture yet, but I'm very anxious awaiting it. For supper last night, we had, as an example, baked beans, sausage, cold-packed tomatoes, biscuits, jam, and butter. Please write regularly. I need it. We haven't received any mail since coming to France, but hope to get some soon. That helps plenty. Well, darling, you're ever in my thoughts over here and are my big driving force. I, like the thousands of other Americans, am doing my damn best to get this war over and get home safely to my family.
It's Chip Roy's allergies. I'm telling you, man, whatever this pollen dust thing that we've got going on here. Whew. As I mentioned, Eisenhower went on with Walter Cronkite 20 years later. And the Richard Nixon Foundation posted a link of this reflecting on D-Day. I'd like to share it with you right now, if I could. I do this every year on D-Day, by the way. If you're new to the show, and thank you, because the Zioli Army is growing every day. I take an hour out of the show every D-Day to devote to remembering. And I will always do that for the rest of my career. It's that significant for me. And I've said before, it would be really remarkable if in June we did not celebrate the pride of who people have sex with, but we celebrated the pride of defeating the Nazis. Defeating Nazism. And if we spent the entire month doing that, if every June was Pride Month, but it was not about a rainbow flag, it was about an American flag, and it was about how the Americans defeated what I consider to be the ultimate evil of the 20th century, the Nazis, and then would ultimately defeat the second ultimate evil of the 20th century, the Soviet Union, the evil empire. And, you know, had Hitler not invaded the Soviet Union and they had kept their resources together, things might have been different. As you read about D-Day, you understand how stretched thin Hitler was. You also understand how they were able to fool him by making him think the invasion would come from a different place than where it actually came from. But it's ultimately, as I've been saying, because individual young men were brave enough to storm these beaches and parachute in, and I don't know. You know, I just, for me personally, it would be amazing if the entire month of June was spent celebrating and honoring that. We didn't just defeat another country. We defeated an ideology. We defeated an ideology that had a plan for a 1,000-year rule on the planet. And an ideology that persists today, which you see on college campuses and you see wherever Jewish people are gathering. But the ideology of Hitler went beyond just the Jews. I mean, racial purity would have meant the end of a lot of people.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But it also was a system of pure totalitarianism and socialism. Let's not forget, the Nazis were the National Socialist Party. There are some efforts, I think, by some people who are, I think, misappropriated as belonging to the right. I do not consider these people to be conservatives in any way, shape, or form. They don't know their history. And somehow act like this was a battle between the Nazis and the commies. They were both bad. They were allies. I mean, Hitler and Stalin were buds until they weren't. And then we needed, you know, Stalin needed to defeat the Nazis. We needed to defeat the Nazis. We needed to liberate Europe. Stalin needed to ensure that Hitler did not gain his resources. It was a handshake with the devil that had to be done for the greater good of the world. But it wasn't like Hitler was the good guy in all this. The fact that there are even commentators and influencers on social media who even pretend like that's a thing, or pretend that Churchill was a bad guy in all this, it boggles my mind. It really does. But anyway, let's hear Eisenhower from 20 years ago reflecting on, 20 years ago, 20 years after reflecting on D-Day.
I devoutly hope that we will never again have to see such scenes as these. I think and hope, pray, that the humanity has learned more than we had learned up to that time. But these people gave us a chance, and they bought time for us so that we can do better than we have before. So every time I come back to these beaches, or any day when I think about that day 20 years ago now, I say once more, we must find some way to work to peace and to really to gain an eternal peace for this world.
You can still hear the sadness in his voice. The supreme Allied commander. Really amazing. Really amazing if you think about it. And there are people who are, I think, very wrongly, in my opinion, going after Churchill as the bad guy in World War II. I don't get that. I really don't understand this effort to rewrite history in this manner. And I'm not saying Churchill was perfect. I mean, you know, what the Brits did with India. But I'm saying when it comes to D-Day, he did not want D-Day. But ultimately, Churchill was out there inspiring his people, and a speech that he gave of never give up, which I think is something that, you know, never surrender. It's just, it's one of those things, again, I believe we have to make sure we're teaching our children in schools. And we never surrender our history.
To the death their native soil, aiding each other like good comrades to the utmost of their strength. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
Pretty great stuff, if you ask me. And President Trump commemorated D-Day in his first administration. He went to D-Day. He went to Normandy. And it was, I think, also worth sharing with you what President Trump said back in 2019 on D-Day.
Here with you are over 60 veterans who landed on D-Day. Our debt to you is everlasting. Today we express our undying gratitude. When you were young, these men enlisted their lives in a great crusade, one of the greatest of all times. Their mission is the story of an epic battle and the ferocious, eternal struggle between good and evil. To the men who sit behind me and to the boys who rest in the field before me, your example will never, ever grow old. Your legend will never die. Your spirit, brave, unyielding, and true, will never die. The blood that they spilled, the tears that they shed, the lives that they gave, the sacrifice that they made, did not just win a battle. It did not just win a war. Those who fought here won a future for our nation. They won the survival of our civilization.
Well said, Mr. President. Well said. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. And take a moment to just appreciate the freedom that we have, because of the brave men who stormed those beaches and parachuted into those skies on June 6, 1944. And catch me, it's like awful to say, like a shameless plug, but I don't want to end the show on a downer. So tomorrow night on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. And tonight at 7:50 on Ingram Engel. And like I said, you know, I'm grateful to you for being part of the show, for being part of this Mazzioli Army family. I'm today so proud of our nation, so proud of our heroes, their families, their legacies that they left. I just never want to take a second of it for granted. So God bless. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.